Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. Here is what we are covering. Hi, Stan Bertolut was admitted to AirChat on Friday. If you want to follow me, my handle is at Bertolut. AirChat, an innovative blend of Twitter and Clubhouse, is a voice-only social media platform that aims to humanize conversation. Co-founded by Naval Ravikant and Brian Norgaard, it allows users to post voice messages which are later transcribed. The platform has been praised for its accessibility for those with mobility or vision impairments, as well as its potential in helping people to communicate more confidently and naturally. However, some users question the necessity of a voice-only application, given the transcription feature frequently leads to more reading than listening. As the US faces a growing shortage in accountants, with many finance functions across the nation suffering from a lack of seasoned professionals, companies are turning to automation and AI as potential solutions. The integration of AI into accounting processes can help firms handle more work without increasing their staff and perform tasks with high accuracy at lightning speed, thereby reducing errors and boosting efficiency. As AI takes over routine tasks, the role of accountants is evolving with a focus on analytical and advisory roles, requiring them to develop new skills in data analysis, interpretation, and a better understanding of AI technologies and their applications in accounting. Apple's Vision Pro, the company's premier mixed reality headset, drew significant attention at launch, selling out almost immediately, but has since seen a drop in interest and waning sales. Some Apple stores are reportedly down to selling just a few units weekly, while the demand for demos of the technology is also decreasing. There's increased consumer no-show rates for booked appointments to test the device. Moreover, users have voiced concerns, citing its impracticality in everyday life and discomfort during extended use. New AI technology developed by Berkeley-based startup Profluent harnesses similar methods to those used by ChatGPT to generate blueprints for microscopic mechanisms capable of editing human DNA. This innovative breakthrough signals a future of combating illness and disease with unprecedented precision and speed. Profluent's AI technology capitalizes on extensive biological data to design new gene editors, presenting unprecedented potential in gene editing. Despite being in its early stages of development and not yet having undergone clinical trials, Profluent's futuristic technology reveals AI's potential in contributing significantly to medical advancements. Apple has bolstered its AI division with the quiet acquisition of Paris-based startup DataCollab. Specializing in data compression and image analysis, DataCollab partners in a number of fields including government and entertainment. While the founders of DataCollab did not join Apple, several other employees transitioned. Before the acquisition, DataCollab had a staff of 10 to 20 individuals and held multiple patents related to AI compression and vision technology. The company positioned itself as an expert in low power, runtime efficiency, and deep learning algorithms for device operations. Moreover, their advanced facial recognition technology has the potential to enhance features such as photos and Face ID. This comes amid speculation that Apple is set to further integrate AI technology into its devices, with clearer hints expected in the coming months.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.